Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Gansu G just making a video about disabled boyfriend, girlfriend left. Yes, this one's a doozy. Let's go.
Yes, fellas, this video is supposed to be about women, but no, this is about us men. We do some stupid shit, and it's all because of the name of love. That's bullshit. Yes, in case you don't notice, women will throw you under the bus. Oh yeah, so all your simping and all your bending over backwards for a female, it's for nothing. Nothing! Let me bring up this trash from our favorite place, I mean toilet, called Reddit. Oh yeah, let's go. Yes, this is fucked up in so many levels. The guy for being stupid for his sacrifice, and his girlfriend for being a fucking bitch for leaving him. Those are just my opinions. Take them the way that you want them, I don't care. Yes, this is pretty fucked up. The guy for his sacrifice and the woman for leaving him for being fucked up. This chick is really fucked up. But what do I know, right? Yeah, do you want a chick that's this loyal to you? Well, let's find out how loyal she is, right? Let's find out.
I'm leaving my disabled boyfriend who saved my life at the cost of his own.
You see, you wanted a simp guy, and this is what you got. You got a big old fuck you. Now what happened?
3 years ago, my boyfriend and I were walking down a wet and busy road on a holiday in Thailand when a car swerved at a violent speed, trying to avoid a stupid biker stopped on his phone in the treacherous weather that it was.
Oh, and then this is when it happens, huh? Oh, boy, boy, boy. You take out this chick to Thailand, and what happened? You were better off playing with the later boys over there. Just my opinion.
Yeah, it'd be like in The Hangover 2, where you go to that place and you make up that tranny, you think you fucked the chick and it turned out to be a tranny, and it goes, oh, I come you, you come in the floor, what a beautiful.
My boyfriend, being the quick-thinking man that he is, saw my frozen, terrified body in the direct vicinity of the moving car, and he jumped in front of me, pushing me away from the impact at the same time.
You dumb fucking simp. You so retarded, you stupid, stupid man. Game over, dumbass.
I was left with some nasty grazes, but other than that, I was fine. My boyfriend was left paralyzed from the waist down.
Yes, the part that fucking matters. Now your dick doesn't work. Oh yes, your girlfriend is fine, and you, not so much.
Yeah, show of hands. Do you think this guy's gonna be with this chick? Come on, who wants to raise a hand? Come on, anybody? Anybody? Yes, don't simp. Don't simp. Because then you'll be in this guy's fucking shoes. Or I guess wheelchair. Oh, you know what? This is a really fucked up lesson that this guy had to learn. And it's sad because it's a very, very expensive, you know, price to pay. I know I've done some really stupid things for women and I paid the price. Not like him, but you know, fuck. I wouldn't wish my shit on anybody either. So, yeah, we need to stop simping. And I include myself on this thing too. I do stupid shit for women. I'm weaning myself. Hence why I'm doing this shit. Yes, you gotta change your mentality. And everything else follows. Not this guy, because now he's gonna just wheel himself to wherever place. But who knows?
No, he lives his life in a wheelchair. He has been diagnosed with PTSD from the accident. And often has flashbacks in which he'll scream and sweat.
Well, duh, his life ended that day. So he could give an extension to yours. Thinking that you're the love of his life, and it turned out to be the bane of his existence. Yes, I bet this guy's regretting his decision, because this guy's life is spiraling down to the shitter. Just, yeah, let's keep on reading, right?
He is distant and cold. His mental health is, to put it lightly, very bad.
Told you, he regrets what he did. Dun dun dun.
He spends most of his time playing his PlayStation.
Probably the only thing that gives him hope in life, but oh knows.
And he hasn't been physically intimate for months.
I don't think his dick works. Can you at least cut him some slack, please?
If he's not playing games, he'll be at the pub with his mates.
Well, you're supposed to be his mate, but I'd rather hang out with his homies.
He does cocaine with him.
Well, yeah, I'd rather do cocaine too, because guess what? His dick don't work. His dick do not work. No worky worky.
Yes, this dude was in love with this chick, and then he regretted his decision. Yes, you could have just replaced that woman if she would have died there. You know what? You could always get another girlfriend. You're already in Thailand. A ladyboy is better than being paralyzed. That's just my opinion. What do you think?
And I bet you this guy paid for the trip too. So he went on there on vacation thinking he's being cool and, you know, showing off to his chick that he has all this money and power. And what? Just for saving his chick's life? And he turned into a fucking paraplegic? Oh, man. Yeah, your life turned into shit real quick, didn't it? Yeah, being a simp is something you should be doing, right? Whatever. Anywho.
He says he can't enjoy sex anymore.
Yep, no pee-pee.
He says he doesn't enjoy sex.
No pee-pee.
With being the way he is.
Told you, no pee-pee.
I've tried to tell him I still think he's gorgeous and no attraction is lost.
But he has no pee-pee. He's a Ken doll.
He has gained about 4 stone.
I guess that's a metric, whatever that is. I guess he's a slob.
And he finds no value in healthy life choices anymore.
Well, he's a fucking cripple. What do you think?
I feel like I'm leaving with my best friend who I'm in love with, but like I'm in some sort of friend zone.
Yes, you're a faghagging, essentially.
He says I'm being paranoid. It's him, not me. He tells me he loves me.
Yes, but he doesn't feel like a man anymore. He lost half of his self. The important part is dick part. Yes, you'd be surprised the things that we men attach ourselves to. Just like he attached himself to you for saving your life. His life would have been a whole lot better if he let that car hit her. But, you know, I'm just saying.
He has tried therapy. He has made an attempt not to do cocaine on weekends.
Oh, so that's like what you do on the weekdays? Wow, what a fine understanding girl you are. Yeah, maybe this chick is not a bad person per se. It's that she's craving dick. She needs to get dick down. And you can't give it to her because you've been crippled. And I know it's not your fault you're trying to be chivalrous and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, it didn't get you nothing. It just ruined your life, and now this chick's gonna leave you. So, in the end of the day, what do you have? Nothing but a fucking shit bag and a fucking wheelchair, your broken dreams, and the love of your life fucking leaving you. See? Don't fucking simp. It's so fucking dumb.
He doesn't want to do it. I have tried to encourage him to do both many times.
Yes, this guy is broken. Just saying.
He says he doesn't resent me.
I bet he does, but just saying.
All of my friends talk about how lucky I am and how he loves me so much. But I think that's fucked up because they have no idea what it's like to be in a partner with someone who is paralyzed.
Yes. Oh, yes. This chick is so stupid. This guy sacrificed everything for her and now she wants to leave him. Because this guy's a cripple. Yes, yes. Poor guy. Oh, I hope this guy doesn't end up, you know, taking his own matter in himself and you see him, you know, hanging from something. I hope not, but you never know. Oh, he can't reach because he's in a wheelchair. But still.
My feelings are just as strong for him as they are when I fell in love with him. But I can't do it anymore.
Because you need to get fucked, huh?
I am exhausted.
Because you haven't got fucked?
I will forever be known as the woman who left her disabled boyfriend after he saved her life at the cost of his own.
At least you have that much of fucking brain power to figure that one out. But you don't care, do ya? Fuck him, right? Yeah, because if she would've got hit by the car and she would've, you know, take that dirt nap, at least she would've left him on a positive note. Yeah, wouldn't you rather have that? You know, saying, oh, I wish I would've married her and all that. But instead of her being your ex-girlfriend because you're in a wheelchair and she went off with Chad and Tyrone or whoever. Right? And what do you see? What'd you get, man? Nothing. Nothing. She's a woman. It's like a dog. When a dog bites you, you're gonna... Yeah, just like, why are you gonna blame the dog for biting it? It's a dog. Same thing with a chick. When a chick does her chick shit and she burns you, why are you getting mad? She's a chick. Yeah. So you're the one that's stupid for being there. And look what you put yourself into. Because at the end of the day, all the bad stuff, it's man's fault. Yeah. Wrap your mind on that shit. Yeah, I saw this and there's no winners in this thing. No, everybody's a fucking loser. That chick, she's losing because she's gonna leave this guy and all the time and money and effort down the toilet. This guy's a retard because he tried to save her life, and what he's gonna get? He's gonna get this chick leave him and his body's broken for nothing. You're welcome. Yeah, this is just a fucked up article. What do you guys think? You let me know. Anyways, I better go do some other things before this thing's turned up. Anyways, this Gonzuji saying, you be the best person, don't let stupid things, and don't put yourself in these fucked up situations. You live your life the way that you need to live it. Live it. Because this is bullshit. Well, anyways, goodbye and farewell. Bye bye.
I literally hate when I meet someone new and I can just freaking tell that all they do is goon and all they know is goon. That's their whole freaking lifestyle. Like, I feel like people who are very addicted to that kind of stuff, like, they carry a vibe with them. And you can just tell they are not very enjoyable to be around. Wait, this might be hella controversial to say because my demographic on here is kind of bad, so. Sorry. Heal up, I guess. I don't know.